Item number 22 from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, submitting an informational report providing an update on the 2014 year-end fiscal projection for Milwaukee County, February 2014. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Massey.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, generally for the first 2 months of the year, January and February, what we are asking departments to provide us is any information they have on their fiscal status and provide that information to us. We don't then provide what a total is, but we provide you information on what the departments are telling us regarding the surpluses or deficits that they are projecting. And based upon those reports, we created a table that's at the bottom of the document and the top of the second page. Courts projecting a deficit in bail forfeitures, interest and investments. 150, register of deeds, decrease in recording fees. Sheriff is a projection of $4.1 million. Many different issues on that, including salaries and wages, the overtime, and the number of positions that are filled versus not being funded, and also some security-related staffing. House of Corrections, we have overtime costs in here due to unfilled CO positions. They have a class currently going on right now, but they have overtime issues related to this. Fleet maintenance and transit. Transit is due to a recent OPEB valuation that they have. OPEB is the other post-employment benefits for post-retirement health care costs. And their actuarial came in with a lower estimate than what was budgeted originally. So that's providing a surplus in that area. And then we have the contingency account of about $4.2 million that's available to offset these items. The other thing that we had in here was talking about the land sale program. Payment of $5 million was received from UWM for the Innovation Park, and but some of that is proposed to be awarded out for other related projects and that. So this is the status of where things are at. We do receive reports from departments. Sometimes we receive them from the departments, and if we question the items, we'll go back to the department and talk to them. And if we can't come to an agreement, we tend to use their numbers unless we find where we think the cost should be adjusted. And in that case, for example, for the House of Correction, we adjusted some of the numbers they provided to us because we were finding a higher surplus than what they were originally projecting based upon the numbers that we were reviewing.
Thank you, Mr. Maskey. Do you have any sense, just as the Sheriff's Department has a number of unfilled positions, or at least needs more positions, I should say, at least in the case of the House of Correction, there are unfilled positions. Do you have any sense as to approximately how many positions those are, that would be, I should say?
How many positions?
Yeah, approximately.
I think it was about 40.
About 40?
40 COs.
40 COs. Begging those, Paul. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question about the year-end audit and when that will be near complete, based off the final piece that you're waiting on, the year-end audit.
2013.
But 2013, correct.
About where we are at, or just?
I guess when I was reading the report, it was saying it's still a preliminary estimate, should not be considered. The underlying part, 2013 year-end results will be impacted significantly as departments close accounts for the year, as a comptroller prepares for a year-end audit. So
yeah. Well, generally, once we ran this past week in the close of the numbers and closed down the financial system, and at this point in time, the auditors, external auditors, were required under most of our bond agreements to have an audit, also under state statute to have an audit. The firm Baker Tilly won the bid to be the auditor for Milwaukee County, so they will come in and they will start going to all of the individual departments to review the numbers. And they will find certain items during it, and they will discuss those with the comptroller's office to see if any adjustments should be made. In the closing process, we generally find some things, so I'm hoping in the next week to at least give you a number of where we're at this time. And so the items that come is when I tell you a number of what it is, the items that could potentially change that is you have a carryover report in here by Ms. Bryant, and there could be some adjustments to that carryover that occurred in the May. This is a preliminary one that could occur in the May, and then the auditors could find something. I'm not aware of anything that they may potentially find or any issues that are open right now that create any large concerns. We don't have any large issues that are open right now. The only one that I'm wondering about, and that's what I'm in the process of reviewing right now, is items related to the carryover that could make some adjustments based upon some entries we made in the final 2 weeks.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Supervisor. Item 24.